Black mud warms, dries, and becomes loamy. A seed sprouts and a vine emerges. It grows, grasps, and pulls ever closer to the brilliant light of the forest canopy. Fruits develop and fall, animals feast. Seeds are spread for next season. Welcome to The Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark, and this episode was written by Joe Horn. Being a Unity College alumnus, I have fond memories of those first few weeks of the school year during my undergraduate studies. I was able to soak in the forest's autumnal richness while I explored the woods, fields, back roads, and boulder-strewn streams of Waldo County, a place where, to this day, I firmly believe represents the most beautiful slice of bucolic grandeur New England has to offer. One year, a botany course took me prowling across the autumn landscape in search of the last remnants of a season quickly passing, botanical specimens to add to my plant collection. It was the Friday of the Common Ground Fair, happening right now, when I was out on one last botanical foray before I put my studies on hold to soak in the splendor of organic farming and gardening at the fair. I crossed the soccer fields on campus and headed purposefully towards the transition of field to forest when an unusual plant caught my eye as it climbed, twined, and draped across the rough forest edge while dangling its kiwi-sized fruits covered in weak spines. I cut a sample and brought it to my professor's office. "What's this?" I asked while tossing the cut specimen limply upon her desk. I'm not sure if her answer was truthfully ignorant or if she was feigning naivete to encourage my own self-discovered learning, but with an air of certainty, she said, "I have no idea, but it is certainly a cucurbit." So I dived headlong into my botanical resources, such as Newcomb's Wildflower Guide and the tome of Gleason and Cronquist's Manual of Vascular Plants of the Northeastern United States and Canada. It didn't take long to find the answer to my inquiry. The leaves were slightly rough and five-lobed. The tendrils were curly, and here and there the spiky fruit looked almost domestic to my inquisitive eye. Sometimes I am equally disappointed and relieved by the lack of imagination imbued in the names of some of our wild plants. Relieved because it makes my job of identifying them that much easier, but also disappointed because I want all plants to have a witchy name cloaked in mystery and history like maypop, white rod, and black haw. But there in the index of my plant guide under cucumber, I found the answer to my investigation, wild cucumber. However, my hopes for an enchanted name were also satisfied, for some folks evidently call this prickly plant a wild balsam apple. Now, you never know if a wild plant with a relatively domestic name actually has any kinship with its namesake. For example, wild ginger, found in moist places across the eastern United States, might have a spicy-smelling root, but it certainly doesn't smell like real ginger, and close relatives they are not. But wild cucumber's kinship is unmistakable from the habit, leaf arrangement, and even the fresh, bitter smell of the crushed fruit. Both wild and domestic cucumbers are happily lumped with the rest of the cucurbits, along with melons, squash, gourds, and cucumbers. Those of you with a penchant for pickles or a fondness for farming who might be thinking of eating or cultivating this plant for food, however, will be wholly disappointed. Inside the thin skin of the ripe fruit is not a juicy, succulent slice of refreshment, but instead a tough, meshy web of fiber, revealing its kinship with another cucurbit, the loofah gourd. Many of you are no doubt en route to the Common Ground Fair as you listen to this, and that is absolutely perfect for viewing wild cucumbers in their native habitat, for I have never seen more wild cucumbers anywhere in New England than in Waldo County. So while you are out and about this weekend, you can keep one eye to the edges of old fields for the sprawling vines and oval spiky fruit of the wild cucumber. If you happen to find a very ripe and slightly dry-looking fruit, feel free to pick one and tear open the papery skin to reveal the fibrous loofah underneath. You can find a link to the full transcript of this show, as well as references, contact information, and accompanying photos by visiting archives.weru.org. You can also listen to or download our features or subscribe to podcasts. Theme music was by A Pileated Woodpecker, made available by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into the nature of phenology.